story gets to a lot of us, and I just can't let it go. We've talked about this new crackdown in Arizona, the crackdown on teachers' accents. Too thick? You're out. There's the door. Have a nice day. I still don't understand how some measures accent thickness. It's not like there's a breathalyzer out there for it. Let's hear from a teacher, though, who's holding her breath as higher-ups check her accent, and from the superintendent who thinks these accent checks are needed. Check out the story from CNN's Thelma Gutierrez, and then let's talk.
Some people are saying that teachers like me should not be teaching students who are learning English.
Some teachers, like Christina Parsons in Tucson, believe they're being targeted by the Arizona Department of Education because they have accents.
A state monitor came into your class.
Yes.
They audited you.
Yes.
They just walked in the middle of class.
Parsons, who was born in Brazil, has taught ELL, English language learners, for more than 20 years. She has two university degrees. This is the first time she's been audited, and she resents the extra scrutiny.
You could have a PhD and be a bad teacher.
State school superintendent Tom Horn says, as part of No Child Left Behind, he's been monitoring ELL teachers for bad grammar and mispronounced words for the past 8 years.
Are you going after one particular accent?
We're not going after any accents, including Spanish accents. It has to be faulty English. If students are being taught English, and they're going to refer to a comma as a coma, people are going to misunderstand them.
English professor Roseanne Gonzalez disagrees, saying studies actually show that non-native speakers make better English teachers.
Are you saying that a teacher's pronunciation of specific words is not important?
That's right, because language is very contextual. We depend on the context to understand what words mean.
You would tell somebody who could not be understood that they need to go into another profession.
Of the 1,500 teachers who were monitored last year, 25 were found to have pronunciation issues. And that worries teachers Charles Collingwood from Trinidad and Ian Kidd from Ireland, who wonder, who's judging?
You can't say there's one way to pronounce anything in America.
See what kids are learning. Those are more important thing than if I say think instead of think.
Horn's critics say he's going after immigrant teachers.
It's totally idiotic. I grew up in a house where my parents spoke Polish, and they certainly spoke English with a heavy accent.
But here you are, superintendent.
Right.
So it didn't hurt you.
No, but my teachers spoke proficient English.
Christina Parsons says she's also proficient.
The Arizona Department of Education gives a certificate saying, yes, you are certified to teach. After that, they say, no, I don't think you can do it, so I'm going to go into the classroom and see if you're doing a good job. Let's go.
Parsons is still awaiting results of her audit. If she doesn't pass, she could be reassigned to another position somewhere else in the district. Thelma Gutierrez, CNN, Tucson, Arizona.